you don't take anything else out of this presentation tonight, take this. My job as a fire inspector, I do a cover on, I go through buildings, I don't go out there to find what things are wrong. Fire prevention is education. We need to teach people, boys and girls, mothers and dads, grandmas and grandpas, how to be fire safe. My job is not to go out and find things that are wrong. My job is to teach you how to be fire safe. How we do that? We teach you how to do a fire evacuation plan. We provide hands-on fire extinguisher training. We do all kinds. We do CPR training. We do first aid training. So fire prevention is education. The first thing you want to do is you want to have an evacuation plan. Not only here at work, but also at home. You sit down with the family, you draw up a plan. How are we going to get out? Where are we going to go? The most important part of an evacuation plan is a meeting place. We need to know, if we get to your house and it's on fire, that everyone is safe. My job is not to fight fire. Life safety is number one. If you sit down and you go out and do an evacuation plan, 2 ways out, where are we going to meet? Install smoke detectors. The theme of Fire Prevention Week this week was dealing with smoke detectors. It should be at every level of your house. They need to be tested. Just like anything, they only work if you test them to make sure they work. Change the batteries every 6 months. In a week and a half now, we're going to have daylight saving time. I always like to say, change your clock, change your battery. Change your clock to daylight saving time, go back to standard time, put a new battery in your smoke detector. Change your clock, change your batteries.